I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. As we roll into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. John, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I am so sick of these guys on the far left and the far right.
Tell me about it.
They're so full of baloney. This is a states' right issue.
Which issue are you talking
about? Drugs?
Pardon?
Are you referring to drugs, sir?
No, I'm talking about the whole political situation.
Which political situation?
Which includes drugs, by the way.
Okay.
The sovereignty of the states has been given away to the federal government.
That much seems to be the case.
Well,
and it's been that way.
And if these idiots on the far left and the far right would support it, is that the great state of Ohio, which I am from, the great sovereign state of Ohio will not recognize, support, or enforce any federal law, presidential decree, or any other action which does not pass the
constitutional muster. You are a man after my own heart, John, I got to say.
Constitutional muster of the Ohio State of Ohio.
I'm with you, man. I wish we could get rid of the federal government entirely. Unfortunately, the people in charge...
That's the federal government to no end.
What'd you say? Sorry? John?
My God. We have surrendered ourselves like hogs surrendering themselves to the hog... industry.
Yep, and unfortunately, and John, thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, the political elected people in the state of Ohio, in whatever state you're listening in, they don't have the courage to stand up to the federal government. Look at what's happening out in California with the DEA coming in and raiding marijuana dispensaries, which are legal in California. Legal by ballot initiative, passed over a decade ago now, the federal government continues to send its stormtroopers in there and confiscate pounds and pounds of marijuana and thousands of dollars in cash. And the California government just sort of, you know, they act as though they're outraged, but they don't ever do anything about it. This is an outrage! You're disrespecting the California voters! We're not going to do anything to stop you, but we're outraged and we wanted to let you know! Because they get all this federal money, which is very, very tempting for them. The California police, they get federal dollars for certain policing things. Other California bureaucracies, they get federal dollars for fill in the blank. There are so many different federal programs out there.
You know,
and it has totally destroyed the concept of states' rights, as John was pointing out.
This is one of the things that makes it difficult for California, for anyone. But in the case of California, you know, police aren't elected. They're just hired bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes chiefs of police can be elected, but that's
sometimes
about it.
They are
sheriffs.
Sometimes they are. If they held their sheriffs and chiefs of police accountable, which you know, in some cases you would have to go as high as holding the mayor accountable for this, to enforce their laws, the laws that California has, so therefore place cops around these marijuana dispensaries and protect them, these businesses, these lawful businesses in California from these unlawful, they're not even raids by the DEA, these robberies by
the DEA.
That's
what they are, yeah.
Because the DEA isn't arresting anyone. They're just coming and taking the pot and the money.
Because they can, because no one can stand against them. Well, they could. You're right. The cops could stand against the DEA, but they won't.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would threaten their federal money, their precious, precious federal money. And so as a result, your local governments and your state governments are essentially owned by the federal government, and no one's going to step out of line because they don't want those checks. They don't want those checks to stop. Now, occasionally, you'll find a few examples of some state governments that have the courage to stand up here and there to the federal government. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, the state of New Hampshire refuses federal highway funds because New Hampshire refuses to pass a seatbelt law, a law that mandates that all adults wear seatbelts when they're in cars. So as a result of New Hampshire refusing to pass that law, and it comes up every year, they try it every year and it fails.
Mm-hmm. Every other year.
Whatever. Anyway, if they were to pass that law, then they'd get federal money. And so there are some examples of states, you know, state governments actually having the courage to stand up against the feds, but they're few and far between.
Very few.
So what can you do about it? I think really the blame lies with the people. You can blame the politicians all you want, but they're just responding to incentive, and that is federal money being hung over them with like a carrot on a stick, basically. But it's really the people's fault for not holding their representatives accountable, for not holding the chief of police accountable, for not holding the local selectmen or city council members accountable. So really, look in the mirror. 800-259-9231. Let's go and talk to Finn. No, wait, Finn's gone. Let's try Hunter in Iowa. Hunter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I'm not so sure about the legalization of drugs.
Okay. What can we help you with?
I would prefer the decriminalization, and here's why.
Okay.
You guys talk about the government doing everything wrong, and what makes you think that the government, if they get a hold of marijuana, for instance, and start regulating that, I mean, you're going to have all these taxes on it. Here in Iowa, just this year, they've increased the cigarette tax from 65 cents to $1.65. Imagine what they're going to do with marijuana or any other drug. They're going to regulate it, and, of course, they're going to use it as a new revenue stream to tax us.
I understand your concerns, and really, it's hard for me to pick which word to use when I'm talking about this issue. Decriminalization, I like that word. Legalization seems to have just sort of a better feel for most people, but we could go back and forth as far as which word is best. I'm actually in agreement with you because I think that decrim would be better. I don't want the government regulating these things. I don't want the government taxing them. But, you know, let's be honest. As far as the types of legislators that we have in office today, they're going to want to pass legalization bills. If that's what it takes, you know, to get drugs out of the hands of the black market, and, I mean, even if it means that it'll be taxed somewhat, it would still be a better situation than, it would be an improvement. It wouldn't be optimum. It wouldn't be what I want, and what I want is decriminalization, as you're describing, in that you just simply remove the criminality of these drugs, and then you just simply let the market take hold of it. Because wherever the more involved government gets in distributing drugs, the worse off the situation becomes. In Canada, for instance, there was a law passed that said that the Canadian government must provide marijuana for a certain number of medicinal users, and the Canadian government set up their own marijuana grow op, and they cranked out a bunch of ditch weed.
Yeah.
It sucked. Awful.
Well, and that's what I was thinking. Imagine having to smoke three joints with a filter just do what one would do nowadays.
Right. Unfortunately, we aren't seeing real good decrim bills being presented to state legislatures. It's just not happening. I would love that to happen. Maybe you could come here to New Hampshire and run for office and submit one of those.
That's a possibility.
So I actually agree with you. Decriminalization would be optimum. Thanks for the call, Hunter. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right. So I've got a couple emails here, and they're tied together. But
okay.
They came in at different times. Anyway, Demi Love emails in. He says, today's kind of a sad day for all of us wine nerds here in Illinois. I feel sorry for anyone living in Illinois. It's just an awful place to live. A bill has passed both governmentally, at least.
Right, from a government standpoint.
Right. It may be beautiful. I don't know. I've never been there. A bill has passed both houses, which, among other things, will prohibit us from ordering wine directly from out-of-state wine stores. We can order directly from the wineries or have wine delivered to us from in-state stores. He says, is this protectionist? Yeah.
Oh, very much so.
But that puts us at the mercy of what wines our Illinois wholesalers choose to bring to the market. One curiosity about the situation for me is how little the media has covered it. Now, I was getting almost daily updates about the bill's progress on some wine bulletin boards or blogs that I read on the internet. But almost nothing appeared in the Chicago Tribune or Sun-Times or on Chicago Talk Radio. I mean, there are a lot of wine drinkers out there, so it's not like this is a real niche issue. You'd think that they'd be talking about this, right?
Well, they figure they'll get their wines, and this is really for the true connoisseurs.
We'll continue with this discussion here. 800-259-9231. There's this alcohol protectionism that goes on not just in the wine field, but all over in America, and it's sick. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The bulletin board system's there. over a quarter of a million posts to surf around through. There are serious issues being discussed and fun stuff as well. You'll find it all, and it's all for free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's d2z.org. So we're in the middle of an email from Demi Love, and he lives in Illinois, where they have just recently, a bill has passed both houses, so I presume it's waiting for Governor Rod's signature, and he's pretty concerned, because what this bill is doing is it's making it so people in Illinois cannot order wine from out-of-state wine stores. So maybe you're a wine connoisseur, and your local wine distributors aren't offering the product selection that you're looking for, because I'm not a wine person, but I understand that there's a lot of different types of wine out there. I've seen the grocery store wine section. There's a lot of wines there, and I know that the actual amount of wines available in the marketplace is much, much larger. So there's a huge selection, and there's a good chance the wine you want isn't, if you're a connoisseur at least, isn't at your local store.
Likely.
So, the sensible solution is to go online, type your wine into some sort of search engine, and find some online retailers that are willing to sell it to you. Not if you're in Illinois, at least not as soon as this bill gets the governor's signature. If this law goes through, and I have no reason to believe it won't, if this law goes through, if you're a person living in, if you're an individual living in Illinois, you will no longer be able to purchase wine on the internet. You won't even be able to pick up the phone and call Ohio.
What's their reason for this?
What do you think the reason is?
Well, Mark? I know that they intend to, it's a protectionist racket in order to, prevent it to feed business to the local wine purveyors.
That's the reason.
In Illinois,
the local wine distributors, politically connected, they got this bill passed. Who knows what they did? Gave some free wine to the legislators or whatever. They got this bill passed in order to guarantee themselves some business. It's typical. And Demi Love's pretty upset because no one in Illinois appears to be talking about it. The Chicago Tribune, sometimes, the Chicago talk radio stations, they're keeping mum on this issue. He says, what I'd love to ask you is how do you get the word out to the larger big media about your point of view? Do you ever feel the temptation to soft pedal some of your more dramatic ideas if it means getting you an interview for a show or newspaper with large ratings? Well, first off, no one has ever come to me and said, Ian, we'd love to do an interview with you, but only if you promise not to talk about A, B, or C. That's never happened. So that option has never been put in front of me. Would I soft pedal it if it would get me a major news interview? Probably. We can do interviews and address other issues and not go there if necessary. If that's going to get us extra publicity, I would do that.
Same here.
Since you've worked in the media, he says, maybe you can give me some insight into how and why certain issues get covered by big-time media and how to get these editors' attention. I'm currently reading the book by the guy who started FARC, Drew Curtis, who I actually contacted a couple months ago, and he said he wasn't doing any interviews until the book came out, so maybe I should follow up with him, get him back on the show. And he says it's very eye-opening, talking about how the big media, that's what his book's about, is how, the big media selects stories versus sort of this diffuse internet world where the users, this Web 2.0 concept, where the users create the content and select the content that they like the best on sites like Dig.com and Bark and that sort of thing. And how do these issues get covered? That's his question. How do the big media people make their decisions? I can't really give you any insight because I've worked in radio, and I don't know if you can really call the radio stations I've worked for big media. But as I understand it, in any given TV station, there's somebody who is the news desk. They're the news assignment editor or whatever, and it's their job to say, Mark, I want you to go out and cover so-and-so today, or something like that. Or reporters come up, and you might come to me as the news editor, and you'll say, Mr. News Editor, I've got this great story about blah, 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 and you pitch me the idea, and I say, no, that sucks. Find me something else, or whatever. And so there's usually just one guy. There's one gatekeeper who's making the decisions as to what goes on and what doesn't. And it may simply be that it hasn't been brought in front of him.
I think that largely it's a belief system inside the media, and it's pervasive there with the public. In the case of this wine law that they're proposing to pass. It's sitting on the governor's desk. You know, it's not sexy in the sense that freedom isn't sexy. People having a choice in the things they buy isn't really sexy from a news standpoint. It doesn't have a lot of zip. Whereas buying locally, for some reason, that does. Now, I'm not telling you why, but for some reason, people out there, there's this gospel of buying locally. It's a bunch of crap. Because it absolutely is. Look, I'm supposed to buy locally from the local Honda dealer? Am I supposed to buy locally and buy, you know, am I supposed to go to a mom-and-pop store and buy a Braun electric shaver made in Germany? Now, look, if this buy locally was something that people actually stuck to, then here in New Hampshire, you know, the car dealers that want me to buy locally would buy locally New Hampshire manufactured cars.
Of which there are none.
Well, hold on. What if I start a car manufacturer here in New Hampshire? Would every car dealer in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine be responsible for buying only their cars from me?
If you passed a law, they would.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's just trying to limit people. Look. Yep. There's a marketplace out there, and you have to compete. If one of the ways you compete is that we bring money into the local environment, well, that's fine and dandy, but don't pass laws on it.
So, again, how does it work? Some people will tell you that there's a conspiracy, that the news media is controlled by a select group of individuals around the world, and there's some sort of edicts coming down from on high as to which stories to cover and which to not. I find that really hard to believe. There are so many potential stories out there to cover, it doesn't make sense that Rupert Murdoch is sitting up in his office in wherever the hell he lives and picking the news for, you know, Illinois or Ohio or your local TV station or your local radio station. It just doesn't make sense. So you can believe the conspiracy if you want to, but I think the fact is there's just some guy who's really busy down at your local television station. He's the news editor. He's got people pulling his arms and his fingers, and they want him to go five different directions, and they've got, you know, he's got 20 different stories in front of him. He's trying to decide what to do and which stories has the best sizzle, which are the sexiest stories. So what you might want to do or consider doing is to foster a bit of a little relationship as a, sort of like a news hound for your local TV station. Try to get to know who the news editor is. All you have to do is call up and ask, who decides what goes on the air? Oh, well, that's the news editor, or whatever the name of the position is at your local TV station. So get that information. Get in touch with the person. Don't pester him. Don't make him hate you. Don't make him not want to hear from you. But let him know that you might be a potential source for story ideas. Or pitch him a couple ideas and see what his response is. If he's a jerk, well, you might as well give up. Or check back a year later and see if he's been fired. But if he's receptive to them, then great. Then will that guarantee you get your story on the air? No, not necessarily. But will it mean he's seeing your suggestions and considering them? Yeah. And eventually, he might just see something he likes. In the meantime, all you can do to combat the lack of this coverage is to get online and create your own blogs and support the websites that do actually cover the news that you want to hear, and shows like Free Talk Live as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Extrasensory perception's all about tapping into a sixth sense. But what's the best ESP for your ride? When I come back, I'll tell you. But of course, you already knew that.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Forget ESP. You communicate with your car through ESC, Electronic Stability Control. This safety technology actively detects impending loss of human control and summons automotive systems to the rescue. Using tiny sensors in wheels, engine, steering wheel, and brakes, ESC compares a driver's intended course with the vehicle's actual movement, then automatically applies brakes to individual wheels and reduces engine torque to keep the car on track, especially valuable in cornering and avoidance situations. ESC! Wow! I'll bet you didn't see that coming! I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us! We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. Live streams are there. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles. All within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
I've got another email that ties into the news media, but I'm going to put that on hold as we go to some phone calls here and talk to Bill in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Bill.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. One of the newest movers to New Hampshire. Extra congratulations in order for you. But what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Just wanted to thank you guys for, you know, stopping by and taking part in the move-in party.
Yes, it was a pleasure eating your food.
Sure, no problem. There's plenty more, and I would imagine that, you know, Mark's mom is probably quite worried about him since you probably don't pay him very well, and, you know, I think he might, you know.
Oh, no, I pay Mark very, very well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you do?
Ian, it's Ian that doesn't get paid very well.
Mark makes 90% of every paycheck he brings in.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark's doing fine.
I was just wondering if you guys had heard about the program on Showtime. It's called In Pot We Trust.
No. I haven't. I know about Weeds, which is another fantastic show on Showtime. But what is this? Is it a documentary or what?
It's a documentary, and it's sort of put together with a bunch of little vignettes of different people who either are using marijuana for medical purposes or trying medical marijuana for the first time. And, you know, one of the really interesting cases that they have is this lady called Jacqueline Patterson, who's got severe cerebral palsy, and she's got really just what can only be described as a crippling stutter. I mean, it takes her forever to get anything out. And, you know, they sort of follow her around, and, you know, she's a mom of four, single mom, so, you know, life's pretty difficult for her, and, you know, it just slows her down to the point where it's really ineffective for her to do anything. And then they show her, you know, pretty much lighting up on camera, and we're talking within seconds. You know, her stutters much, much more manageable.
Really?
She speaks very clearly, very easily. She's got, you know, a tremendous sort of muscular contraction in her right arm, and that starts to go away. It's really amazing, and it kind of, you know, puts a real human face on these people.
Yeah.
And got me very angry at the people who want to throw people like that in jail simply for looking for something that is going to make their lives better.
Absolutely. I personally have encountered people like her, not necessarily with the exact same problems, but I've always been amazed at the wide variety of medical issues that marijuana can really truly help people get a hold of. I know that my girlfriend, when she has, she's on that, it's that time of the month, and she's got some excruciating pain going on down there. Marijuana helps her out. It helps relieve that pain, whereas she can pop herself full of all kinds of pain pills, and they just don't do the trick. So, and not only have I seen it personally in my life, but I've also known others who have had crippling sort of situations, and man, they swear by pot. It's not like they're doing it to get high. They just... It really helps them feel better. And I think it helps strike home with people when they can really see somebody in real life who really does benefit from it. And they sort of help wipe away that pot stereotype of, well, you're just a bunch of people that want to get high.
Well, to counter that, I personally know some people who use medical marijuana, and they use it so extensively and have used it for so long that, you know, they've looked at me and said, I haven't, you know, gotten a buzz in like a decade.
Really?
It ceases to do that after a while, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're on it all day long, then you won't ever notice the effects. So,
yeah. You know, one of the other people, I guess, that they interview on this movie is one of these people who gets marijuana legally from the federal government. There actually was a short program where they decided that they were going to disperse like 300 marijuana cigarettes a month or something like that to,
mm-hmm.
you know, a select few people.
Yeah, literally a handful of people. I think 7 or 8 people got it.
Yeah, and it's astonishing, you know, when you listen to the amount that this guy smokes every day. I think I'd probably be flat on my face on the pavement. But, you know, he's driving around Washington, D.C., standing in front of the Capitol building, lighting up a joint.
Yep. Amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
So the show was called what again?
It's called In Pot We Trust.
Very good. And, in fact, I was poking around. It does look like it's just a one-time documentary. It's not a series. It's just a film, basically, right?
Right.
Okay, great. I think people should go and see that, especially people that are on the fence. I mean, if there's anybody in our audience that's on the fence still about marijuana, this sounds like it would be a great thing, and I myself am going to go hunt around for it, maybe on
Blockbuster.
Yeah,
it would be good, and even if you can't get Showtime, I believe, like everything else, there's a torrent available.
Indeed, sir. Anything else in your mind, Bill?
That's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The show is In Pot We Trust. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Mike in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Guys.
Hey, what's on your
guys.
Mind?
How you
Hi
doing?
There. Great. What's
I'm,
up?
I'm one of the guys that organizes the Freedom Rally in Boston.
What is
September.
The Freedom Rally? I'm not familiar with that.
It's the Mass Kid Normal Freedom Rally.
Oh, that? And, yes. I already am aware.
It's annual.
Oh, great. I know the Free State Project usually has a booth there every year.
They definitely do, yeah. They're there every year. So.
Great.
Yeah, we had a big crowd down there, so I want to make sure you guys are coming down.
Well, you know what? You should call, you should send me an email about that if you're serious about it, and we can certainly talk about that off the air. But what was on your mind tonight, Mike?
You guys were talking about the media earlier, and, you know, one of the stories that I saw today was about Pearl Jam. And AT&T, I don't know if you saw this story.
I spotted it. Can you go ahead and recount it for our listeners?
Yeah, there's a lot of developments, you know. It's kind of like online. You see people kind of breaking the story. And, you know, basically they play this Lollapalooza in Chicago, Eddie Vedder's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, there's some comments in the show where he actually swore and they didn't edit it. And it's a live taped, you know, simulcast on AT&T. And near the end of the show, Eddie Vedder, I guess, said some words about George Bush.
Okay.
And they edited it out of the, you know, out of the webcast.
So they won't edit out the F-bomb, but they will edit out things about George
exactly,
Bush.
Exactly, yes. And it was tame stuff. I mean, stuff that they've been saying for a long time. I mean,
sure.
this was huge for Pearl Jam in a way because it got all this media. And I think that's the key is, you know, when these things come up, you just got to kind of, you know, Pearl Jam, I guess the same thing happened to Tom Morello. That's one of the developments. Like, they've been doing this for a while, AT&T, apparently.
Censoring people, and, you mean?
And George Bush is helping them out for these civil suits for the, you know, for the illegal wiretaps.
Sure. Yeah, so, you scratch your little. Yeah. So it's always back scratching going on, mutual back scratching. So
yeah. So
how unfortunate.
I thought that was an interesting story, and like AT&T couldn't be any. You know, they're trying to do that to Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder. It's like, come on, guys.
That's probably not going to result in Pearl Jam ever wanting to do business with them again.
That's true.
Ugh. Sorry to hear about that, man. Anything else in your mind?
That was it. I just thought that was interesting that, you know, when people talk about how you get involved in the media, you set up a blog and you talk about these things. And, you know, whether it's at the Freedom Rally where we get harassed by the Boston police, you know,
mm-hmm.
you set up your website and you talk about it and you document it. And the mainstream media is controlled, but the local media oftentimes isn't. And shows like this and local media, that's who you get friends with, and that's how you get the
absolutely.
Word out.
Absolutely. And the decentralization that's happening to media in this world today is really an important force and really something to become a part of. You know, if you're angry, you should get your own blog and start talking about it. Doesn't mean that you're going to have a huge bunch of people looking at your blog to begin with, but if you don't get out there and create the content, if you aren't out there creating your own videos and uploading them to YouTube, then no one's ever going to see them.
Right. If you're not much of a writer, you can start a podcast or a video podcast or something like that, you know, wherever your talents lie.
Right.
But if people are interested in your product, that's the way you build, sort of media consumers and build the demand for your product.
Very good, Mike. Great hearing from you. Shoot me an email on the organization of the event if you want to continue discussing that. 800-259-9231, and thank you for the call. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Gardner Goldsmith has dropped in, and I guess he's going to be hanging out for the rest of the show. We'll bring him in here in moments and talk to you, of course, about whatever's on your mind. We still got Dave in Montana. We'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you. Oh, actually, let me turn Guard's mic on.
And now Guard.
That helps.
And Mark. Thanks.
All right, 800-259-9231. Guard has had a very, very busy week. He normally joins us on Monday nights. If I get a chance to have you on the show, I called you up. I said, you know, if you want to come on Thursday, you're welcome to. He said he can only be here for an hour and a half. I said, well, okay, if you want to come out, because you drive an hour and a half to get here, man. If that's what you want to do, you're welcome to always welcome to be in the third chair.
That was a great call, Ian. I really appreciate it.
It's always good having you on the show. I know you've had a busy week behind the scenes at some local radio stations. There's some discussions going on. I don't think we can say much beyond that, but Garter Goldsmith, in case you don't know, is a New Hampshire-based radio personality who's been sort of in and out of various different radio stations across the state, and that's how radio business works, right? Don't they say you don't really work in radio until you've been fired for
at least once.
So, and you've sort of parted terms pretty positive terms with at least, I think, most of the stations you've worked with. And so there's some other stations in the state that are now looking at carrying your show, and it'll get you back on the air locally 5 days a week. I think it's a great possibility for you. I think it's something that I've got my fingers crossed for you, and I hope you can make it work, because more Gardner means more Liberty people coming, more new people coming across the message of freedom, especially here in New Hampshire, where it's extra critical that happens.
Yeah,
so it's very important. Let's continue though with the phone calls, because you are joining us mid-show. We were talking about the media and the war on drugs and this new law in Illinois that is apparently making it so people in Illinois can no longer order wine from outside of their state. They have to order it from wine distributors inside the state. It's the kind of things we're discussing tonight. We'll take your calls about anything, of course, at 800-259-9231. Also, you need to know that you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to comment on the wine and the war on drugs, but first I'd like to say something about what Ian was talking about last night, about calling in on radio stations and getting a buzz off of that, kind of like it fires adrenaline.
Yeah.
I want to attest to that. And I used to catapult and arrest F-4 Phantom fighter jets in 1974, 1975. I'd have to run up to these jets with afterburners, 40-foot afterburners, and your eyeballs vibrate in your head. They're so loud.
Whoa.
You get like an adrenaline high doing it, and calling up the radio station is just like running up to a F-4 Phantom fighter jet. I'm telling you.
That's a great imagery,
why I
Dave.
Do it, huh?
That's some great imagery, sir.
No, it was an exciting job, and I tell you, there's nothing else that could replace it except running up to an F-4 Phantom jet or a Mack truck doing 70 miles an hour or calling in on a radio station.
We're glad you're here. So what's on your mind tonight?
And the wine thing in Illinois is all about tax evasion. They want their tax on that alcohol. They're doing the same thing up here in Montana for cigarettes.
People are getting
like a $1,300 bill in the mail from the state of Montana because they find out they're buying cigarettes from an Indian reservation in New York State or something over the internet.
Oh, God.
And they're getting ratted out by somebody. I don't know. I think it's the companies. And then the war on drugs. You know, like the St. Valentine's Day massacre finally brought prohibition to the end, right? How many people gotta die in this war on drugs until they get it through their thick skulls? They ain't gonna do nothing about the people wanting to do these things. It needs reformation totally. There's so much money being wasted on this. Billions upon billions of dollars. Million of people in jail. Our infrastructure is falling apart. They're wondering where they're gonna get the money. The money chasing it, the money running all of this stuff, it's got to be addressed.
Money's being wasted, lives are being thrown away, and I love your question about how many more people have to die, how many more people have to rot in jail cells.
It only took seven for the St. Valentine's Day massacre, for the violence and the murder and the corruption. I want to yell Serpico.
And people
it's all
open their
about
eyes.
The cops and the politicians making money off of the drugs being illegal, and we got to stop it. Serpico.
Yeah,
Serpico,
they're the real criminals.
Serpico.
David, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. The people that are operating in the black market, while many of them are violent and dangerous, the real criminal element in society are the people who are prohibiting products and services.
And you know, Ian, I have heard conversations like this before out on some of the television networks like Fox News and so on. And sometimes some of the hosts will bring up examples. They'll say, well, you know, they tried that in Switzerland, and they didn't allow it in certain areas. They allowed it in some of the major cities. And you should see those major cities. They got heroin zombies walking around. Well, yeah, why do you think they have all the people congregating in those areas? Because you have disallowed it in all the other areas, and so you make it unnatural for them to be able to stick around. They've got to all congregate in a certain area. If you did the same thing with alcohol, you'd have a bunch of winos in the downtown area.
Right.
What do you think? It's government again. Get out of the way.
If you made one area in each state, one square mile, made it legal to do drugs there, that area would stink.
Yeah.
It'd be awful.
Exactly.
Because, you know, a bunch of people would be going, you know, a bunch of disreputable drug users would be going there. By the way, there would still be people using drugs illegally outside because a lot of, these normal drug users or whatever would not want to be associated.
They wouldn't want to be seen in Heroin Park or whatever
it
is. Absolutely. You wouldn't want to get stabbed in Heroin Park.
Right. In the meantime, you won't hear any of these people on Fox News or CNN or MSNBC mention how violent crime rates are dropped in certain areas because they don't have these people going after people's money and things like that. Instead, they're down in these areas where they're sort of strung out and so on, but they're not trying to get people. They have ways that they can get their drugs.
It's a problem with the government solution.
Yeah. They still have prohibition, essentially. Yep. It's not legalization in any way or decriminalization.
You're absolutely right. That's what we really need to do. We really need to have somebody have the courage to put forth a bill that would really decriminalize marijuana and cocaine and everything else, and then let the market decide how to handle that. Let private property owners decide how to handle it. If you don't want strung out people on your property, don't allow them there. Use your discretion and say, get out. When I went, was riding my bike yesterday, stopping off to drop a movie off at the video store, there's a little bagel shop next to it, and it says very clearly on the front door, no shoes, no service. You know, if you are barefooted, you are not going to be allowed in our store. It doesn't really make much sense, but that's their rule.
Well, that's a state mandate.
No, it's not.
I believe it is.
I believe that's an individual business owner's decision. Otherwise, why wouldn't you see that on every single person's door? Okay?
I think you're mistaken.
Well, you should prove me wrong on that then, Mark, because I think you're wrong about that. The fact is, business owners can, you know, if they want you wearing a shirt when you walk in, that's another thing. I don't think that's a state mandate either, Mark. There are some businesses that want to have you with a shirt on when you walk in there, and if you don't have a shirt on, somebody's going to approach you and say, excuse me, sir, we need to ask you to leave the store and return when you're properly dressed. And so just let people decide for themselves who to allow in and who not to.
Yeah, especially if it's like Pamela Anderson.
Let's go to Victor in Arizona. Victor, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, this is Victor.
Yes, hey, Victor. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about illegal immigration.
Certainly.
And I want to thank you guys for being big supporters of people that come here.
Yes, somebody has to do it, and we're happy to be in the minority.
So, yeah, I came here when I was 10,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we are very hardworking people. I own a restaurant, and
excellent.
I hire a lot of people that come from Mexico.
Good for you.
And my mother owns a clinic, and we help people with leprosy, and we cook dog.
That's funny, Victor. Very funny. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, I don't necessarily have an objection with people cooking dogs. I mean, there's a lot of dogs in the streets, and they're going to die ugly, starvation-related deaths. And in many cases, they'll just be put out of their misery by the pound or whatever.
I say instead of giving food stamps to poor people, that we just give them euthanized dogs from the Humane Society.
Wow. And you know, it brings to mind that whole Michael Vick thing and you know, what we were talking about last time. Yeah, when I was over here with you guys before, talking about how, you know, we seem to have selective vision when we think about ethics for animals and things like that, certain animals. And I'm the same way. You know, I was eating a hot dog on the way over here. I know that came from something living that had feelings, and they were pretty bright creatures, those pigs. They say they're very intelligent.
They are, absolutely.
You know, and
smarter than dogs.
Yeah,
pigs and dolphins and chimpanzees are pretty much the smartest creatures in the world.
Wow.
Beyond people.
Well, they certainly beat congressmen.
Yeah, you're right about that. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything still to come. We'll discuss the media. Also, Mark, you've got a story about a man who was fined or ticketed for wearing, was it an impeach Bush shirt?
Not wearing. He had a
more on the way.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Muse